High Noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We've got a Keefe for Madness for you at 1245. We've got a 2 for Tuesday, Red Sox and Orioles tickets coming your way 1.5 hour from now. And if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you are seeing live updates of the match at Granite Links. It looks like we just had a little, almost weigh-in style.
I don't think they did that.
Discussion between Greg Hill and Chris Schein. Yeah, minus the weigh-in.
But no, like I think Courtney did a pregame interview with both parties, and now they have not teed off yet. They're getting to their carts? I thought they had caddies.
I heard they were walking this course.
That's what I thought, too. They're only playing 9 holes, and so they're making their way, I assume, to the first green. But you haven't missed anything yet. We'll give you live updates throughout our program on how the match goes.
Oh, yes. Former intern Thomas driving people around there. I see Jackson. Are they driving?
Hello, my friends.
Maybe they're driving to the first. I've never been there, so maybe they got to drive to the first tee box. I don't know.
Oh, nice. We have a Team Scheim sign.
All right.
In one of the carts. I don't see any pro-Greg propaganda yet.
Not yet. We'll see.
We'll be keeping our eyes on that. That is, again, the match. Updates all day long.
Very good.
Here on Jones and Keefe. When they come in, we'll be sure to update you. We also have updates from Patriots OTAs. Reporters are there. It's a Tom E. Tuesday. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joining us here as he does every Tuesday at high noon. What's going on, Tom?
I am looking live over Mike Vrabel's first practice that is open to the media. And they have just finished their opening little drills, and now they have entered into dynamic stretching. We heard from Mike Vrabel just 15 minutes ago, and he highlighted the fact that the Patriots are already in competition mode, not just a learning camp. They are getting after it. Meanwhile, Washington will be in Foxborough prior to the preseason game for joint practices. The Patriots will travel to Minnesota and visit the Vikings prior to that preseason game. So you'll see J.J. McCarthy, one of the greatest young quarterbacks in the National Football League, squaring off with Drake May.
Whoa. This is good stuff. I think this is what happens when you get on the field like this.
No,
you just
like
automatically turn into like a snappy reporter.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, Tom.
That was scribe stuff right there.
That was. That was real good. Any takeaways from the 10-12-minute Q&A with Mike Vrabel today?
Not really, honestly. It was very much focused on the development of the team identity and installation of basically a culture and what they're going to be all about. You know, wanted to stay low on any type of talk about schedule or what the expectations might be for anybody. So I thought that was interesting. Can you hear the music in the background?
We can, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, no, it's okay. We hear it, but it's not overly distracting.
It's not distracting.
That's fine.
Some might call it distracting.
But I can hear it. I think that was one of my takeaways there, Tom, as well, is just he didn't take the bait on, hey, are you looking at the schedule? You're doing any of this? And as we know, that was something, that would happen over the last year with Jerod Mayo. So I do think that jumped out. He wasn't playing any of those games.
I thought it was interesting, too. We talked about this last night on Early Edition with Rich. When you look at a team that is coming off consecutive 4-4 seasons and people are trying to reasonably and objectively look at their schedule and still coming up with 9 or 10 wins, not even being aggressively optimistic, it has to change a little bit, I think, the expectations and pressures that are going to be applied on the team. So, what if this bad team starts 500 in the first month of the season? People might look at it as a disappointment. Well, you should have beaten Carolina. You should have beaten the Raiders. You should have beaten whoever the other opponents are, Miami and a good team, Pittsburgh. So it's going to be interesting to see how Vrabel begins to measure and maybe temper some of the expectations. I'll be interested to see that because Bill would always temper them. But is Mike also of the mind that, no, we're full speed ahead. We expect success. We expect to be good. Which way will we go with that is going to be interesting.
We heard Vrabel was asked towards the end about the wide receiver room, and it was brought out like, hey, you got a pretty loaded receiver room there. And he quickly stopped and was like, well, this time of year, every team has, a ton of players at every position. But there is something there about the wide receivers they have. I'm not saying any of them are amazing, but there's a few guys there that might be some interesting cuts. Like, you can't carry all of them. You have a bunch of recent draft picks and then a couple of free agents that they signed this offseason. So that's got to be one of the more compelling position groups as we enter, all this stuff.
Yeah, and I think that really you have three guys who are on the outside looking in who are recent draftees. Booty was one of their most productive guys, but that's, you know, Kevin Gamble level production last year from Booty. I mean, nobody else was there to catch balls. So I think Polk and Baker have to prove their worth. Even though they're second-year players, I don't think that they get grandfathered in by any stretch of the imagination. They have to prove their worth, and I think they're on the outside looking in and have to try and edge out guys. Like, how are they going to beat out Kendrick Bourne? Like, McDaniels loves Bourne. He's caught 800 yards worth of balls, 55 catches on like 70 targets in 2021. How's he going to beat him out? How are they going to beat out DeMario Douglas? They're not. They're not going to beat out Diggs. They're not going to beat out, you know, Mac Hollins, who's a core special teams guy. These guys do nothing on special teams. So I think they might all be cooked.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't look overly promising for some of those guys trying to sneak their way on. When it comes to OTAs and what you're looking for, Tom, I'd imagine a lot of it, and correct me if I'm wrong, I imagine a lot of it is who's playing with whom and what the depth chart looks like. Is it fair to read into that at this time of year, or is that something that, I mean, we're even jumping the gun at OTAs compared to a training camp or a preseason?
I honestly don't look at it that much. I look kind of at the movement because it's the first time you get a chance to see how someone looks physically. I remember commenting a few years ago in Mac Jones' first year in 2021. I said, man, he's 6'2", but he is kind of slight compared to Jimmy Garoppolo, who was also 6'2". And people, he's not slight, he's just the same. I'm like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
That's when Mac was a new shiny toy people defended. So, you know, get a look at how Kyle Williams moves. How well does he work in the bags during drills? Because I think the depth chart is a lot of it's going to be default. You know, Bradbury will be the default center, and, you know, Carlton Davis and Christian Gonzalez will be the default corners. I am interested to see the rotation at safety, for instance, to go a little in-depth on the personnel on the roster. You know, where is Mapu lining up? What's the story with Duggar and Marcus Epps, who's a new safety add, and Jabril Peppers, what's that rotation like? Because I think that's an important part of this team, too. So, yeah, I'll watch a little bit of the depth chart, but I wouldn't make conclusions. How's that, Jody?
Seems like there's been either a new offense or a tweaked offense every year for the last 4 or 5 years here with the Patriots. Do you think this has a chance to be a smoother transition, considering you are bringing in some new guys? So whether it's a rookie left tackle or rookie running back, free agent receivers, it's, you know, they're joining a new team, so it's going to be new regardless. Plus, it's a guy like Josh McDaniels as opposed to the previous two guys that were here. Do we expect a quicker transition for everybody learning this offense?
I think this is the first step, you know, the first few OTAs and rookie mini camps and things, but this is the first time you have the entire class in the auditorium, so to speak, to try and teach them. And I don't know, I'd be interested to ask Josh whether do you move as quick as your fastest learners can take it, or do you wait until your slowest learners are caught up? I would imagine it's probably the former. They're going to move quickly, and if you don't catch up, we're going to have to move on. Now, if only two guys are keeping up, you're going to have to slow everything down, but that will be interesting to watch. They just have huddled up here for a pre-practice meeting before they break into things. They finish their stretching.
Dynamic
but I think
stretching,
that's a really interesting.
Yeah.
It is. Do you know what dynamic stretching is?
No, a more active aerobic stretch, I'd imagine.
You don't sit there,
like a karaoke.
You don't sit there and put your hands over your head and start pulling on your gosh darn toes.
Yeah.
No.
You know, you just don't do that. It's bad for you.
It's an active
you
stretch.
You jog around a little.
Yeah.
Butt kicks, things like that.
One of those. I got you. I like I'm a bend over, touch your toes kind of guy. I didn't realize that was bad for me. Okay, so when it comes to – I can't do that? What am I going to do? I'm going to pop a hammy?
Don't.
Yeah, you haven't listened to Tom Brady method?
You know, people – you got to get loose a little bit before you go. People walk out there and start grabbing their toes and bending over.
I'm actually not much of a stretcher whatsoever. I'll just, you know, I'll pull something and just go try to run it out. So when it comes to the Patriots' expectations this year, Tom – not that they're playing you off. When it comes to Patriots' expectations this year, I'm curious if you think they have a bit of a window with the Celtics getting eliminated early, people being out on the Bruins. They're angry about the Sweeney extension today. The Red Sox underachieving. Is there a bit of a window for the Patriots to kind of capitalize in this city?
Yeah, I think the window is door. Any kind of orifice is always a jar for the Patriots to walk right through. Jeez. Because
any kind.
Yeah. opening, entrance. So I think that they have an opportunity here because the NFL rules, and it has long since ruled. I think post-2004, by the time 2006, 2007 rolled around, I think the Red Sox had started to become secondary by then, and now the gap is so massive that people are only interested in, you know, how the Patriots doing? What are the Patriots doing? People, you know, there is certainly Celtics conversation, but I think the Patriots are much more universal. So I think the Patriots do have an opportunity now with the conversation to carry it through. It is going to be a hard road to hoe. I'll be candid. So it is for you, too. I don't like not having live sports as a media member. We've had live sports in multiple, you know, for years through June that can dominate our conversation, whether it be Celtics or Bruins. And now we're not going to have that. So we're going to spend a little more time than we need to on the Patriots when they're not really doing anything of note.
Sox had a nice win. Tom, don't sell the Sox short. They had a nice win last night.
A live sport.
Yeah, but I think that there's a nice window for the Patriots, as I said.
Yep, I would tend to agree with that. Do you have any thoughts on the recent report that Bill Belichick is now engaged to his idea mill and creative muse, Jordan Hudson?
I'll believe it when I get the invite. I hope that you guys would feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, we're still waiting.
I'll just send a gift.
We're waiting on City Connect jerseys, so I don't know that we're going to be getting any invites to this grand wedding. Mm-hmm. But that will be interesting to follow. Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday, NBC Sports Boston. As always, we appreciate the time. You can check out the latest from Tom on Twitter at Tom E. Curran. You can check him out all over NBC Sports Boston, including Early Edition last night with Rich Keefe. Tom, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Tom.